95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station. It's a Morning Hog Brew Review. That's Josh from SR Perot. We're getting some seasonal, delightful, fun flavors right now. Steve, you've been monitoring Josh's beers over there. And I saw that you're Steve was like, I'm really excited about the next beer. So what are we getting into next?
So this is another, we'll call it a seasonal beer.
Okay.
They only come out for a little while.
Sure.
Yingling's Hershey Chocolate Porter.
Dude. I mean, Steve talked about this when he saw it in your car when you pulled in the parking lot. He was like, dude, it's like Christmas. He was like, he's really excited about this.
To me, I'm trying to figure out why it took so long to do this.
Right. And
super dark.
And while this is a seasonal, this is not like a 1 or 2 month run, right?
You get a little bit longer on that, yeah.
Oh, man. Right? You smell the chocolate.
Well, you got to think, right? So Yingling comes from Pennsylvania.
Exactly, which is where Hershey is from.
So this was bound to happen at some point.
Right. It's natural.
Obviously. And you got to be 21 to drink it. So clocking in at 4.7%. Ooh. So just like a normal Yingling, right in that range.
Oh, my God.
But you should get some really nice chocolate notes.
Oh, my God.
Do you call this a dessert beer? Would you call it that? Or I mean, I don't think it would be, honestly.
No, to me, it's not sweet enough to be... Quite
correct.
A dessert beer.
Correct.
It would be a nice nightcap,
mm-hmm.
but this is something I think you can drink.
It's a s'more. All day. Right. It's a s'mores beer almost.
This is great. I know weather's trying to get cooler, but once the fire starts rolling.
Can you see me back here? It's so dark.
Hey, told you.
Yeah, but I do a great bonfire beer.
Very
you
much.
Know, sitting on the back porch when it's hopefully under 60 degrees.
Yeah. When Yingling made this a choice.
Right.
To make this move.
Absolutely.
This must have revolutionized the whole... I mean, they were selling a ton of beer already.
Oh, yeah. And then you're
absolutely. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah. They originally came out and it was only up in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And people went ape crazy. You know, it just insane.
Chocolate crazy.
Really mad that you couldn't get it down here.
Right.
Well, their plan was the following year, everybody's going to get it. And here we are. So I think it's been in the market either 2 or 3 years now.
Yeah.
And every year people just go and it gets blown out every year.
We know people who want to take baths in this beer. They want to pour it in their hot tub. We don't recommend that, but you can get it everywhere though, right?
That's absolutely. The beauty of it, right? This will be just about everywhere. Total Wine, ABC, Publix's, Winn-Dixie's, or check out the website.
Oh, srprod.com/beerfinder, even though it's really dark and you can't see me. I'm right here. God, this beer is so good. But it really is like a chocolate vacation is what I like to call it.
Well, let's say you and your better half and another couple, you're all hanging out by the fire pit in the backyard, and you actually are doing s'mores.
Oh, yeah.
This would be freaking perfect.
Yep.
It's a great compliment,
isn't
right?
Isn't it weird that Steve wanted to add another couple into the mix, Josh? Isn't that what's
I don't know. Just went straight there, didn't
I? Mean,
it
I know,
been,
but...
Could have been just two people.
Two people just hanging out. Not a lot going on. You gotta add more.
So, Josh, what he's saying is you're invited over.
All right. I don't know about that.
You and me are coming out. All right.
Hopefully no pineapple.
All right. what's our final beer today?
All right, so we got Sierra.
If we make it.
Sierra Nevada's Narwhal.
Oh,
we haven't had this before.
Oh yes.
This beer is an intense beer. I'll start
this
off
is
with that.
Midnight black.
Midnight black. Absolutely.
Like motor oil.
Oh, look at that pour.
Look at that.
I mean, it's like the last one you couldn't see through.
Yeah.
You ain't seen
through. Yeah, no. You're trapped in those waters. You better get a life jacket.
Let me give this one a sniff.
So this is obviously an Imperial Stout.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, it's not for the faint of heart, but it is a delicious beer. So don't skip out on it. You know, go buy a single bottle from Total Wine or ABC or something like that. Give it a shot. A ton of flavor.
All right. Now, a ton of flavor. Let's try that first.
Oh,
big boy beer. You want to guess at the ABV on that one?
ABV? Good. I don't know what it is, Steve.
I'm going to guess double digit 10.
Right there, 10.2.
Boom!
10.2?
Yep.
Woo!
Good job.
Look, Steve.
So these bottles are labeled with the years on them.
Okay.
So I believe there might be a slight variance between the years.
Okay.
And what's always cool is you might be able to visit the brewery and they do something called a vertical where they'll take a bottle from the last 6 years and you get a six pack of that. So you get the taste of variances between the years.
Wow.
Sierra Nevada's done it with Bigfoot. I'm not sure if they do it with Narwhal, but it'd be cool to pick up a single bottle each year.
Yeah.
Keep them and then have a taste test comparison.
Taste of tweaks.
Right. Exactly. Or how it tastes as it, you know,
ages.
As it ages.
Oh, exactly. I see what you're saying.
10% beer.
Yeah.
This you can hide away for a while and it's going to mellow out a little bit and be a little bit more complex.
Josh has made me think now. I'm going to have to go back to my hidden beer cabinet and find out if there's one of these in there from previous years. There may be.
What? You have a hidden beer cabinet?
No. Nope, I don't. I'm just saying, Josh said it'd be, you know, if you have one, you can put it there. That's all. Right, Josh? Wink. Don't wink. Wink. Yeah. The camera's on you. Don't wink right now, Steve. Don't. No. All right, so that's a really great beer. And it really is. Don't be scared of that.
No.
You know, you don't want to do six of these and then try to do manual labor, but...
Hey, because you ain't gonna.
All right.
This is one of those, you got to get up off the seat and you're not trying to figure out why you can't get up.
But it does not have... It
like couch
have,
Velcro.
It doesn't have the high gravity beer burn.
Absolutely. I agree. Right. It, you know, some of those beers that get up in 10% and even 9% sometimes, you get that alcohol afterburn, essentially. Yeah. And that's not there. This is very balanced. But it is, like I said, it's still... You know, just by looking at it, you can tell it's...
I'm so proud of them. I'm so proud of them for making this beer. Now, how often is this available? Just a couple months?
So this is a seasonal. Yeah. It is actually a little bit more difficult to find, so you're definitely going to want to check out the website.
Oh, yeah. You need to check out... Hold on. I'm going to put the beer down because I don't want you to be blocked out. srprod.com/beerfinder. And then if you want to blindfold yourself during it... Well, don't do that. You're looking at the internet.
Yeah.
But find these beers and try them. And we and as Josh said, we put these out there so you can try. If you want to try one, maybe you love it and you buy 50.
Right. So the Narwhal, we only got in like 35 cases. 36 cases. So that's one of those things that are super rare. But it is because it is such a rare beer, high alcohol content, definitely go give it a shot. Hop Splash, year-round now.
Right.
Yingling's Hershey and the Pecan are both seasonal. So
okay. This is a time of year where you're already thinking about shopping for others. Shop for yourself.
I agree.
That's what the brewery is for. All right, so since it's seasonal, we're going to fight over these beers, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah? Yeah, we're going to battle over them a little bit?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, well, then, until then, cheers, my friend.